We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, honored viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astrobun and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafou. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guacheta, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guacheta TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, in Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, in Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Localidad Fontibong and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, in Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar, in Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10, in Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc, in Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Desamparados, Acerí, and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bijagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cable Visión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayani, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernán Darias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Hla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanulf District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erstream Cable TV. In Chitirlik of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ulf Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharing Gulf Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchan Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gob Sumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Deng Hots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Samburg Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskur Province, Channel 48 on Tlak Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tlak Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotor, Channel 21 on Erten Cable TV, and Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Junghara of Mandalsom, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Ursum of Sukhbator Province, Channel 12 on Ochir Cable TV. In Tove Province, in Batsum Bursum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lungsum, Channel 20 on Narun Irten Ur Cable TV. In Jamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvan Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampuan Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV.
In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.greatsc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Venomtel, and in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, helps improve health in Uganda. In eco news, Romania takes steps towards enhancing forest preservation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 21st, is the birthday of the President of Georgia, His Excellency Mikhail Saakashvili, born in 1967 in Tbilisi, Georgia. Among President Saakashvili's priorities are supporting democratic reform and cooperating with public organizations to establish transparent systems. His Excellency has emphasized the importance of acting now to halt climate change and has committed to replacing government vehicles with electric cars. In addition, President Saakashvili seeks to have the nation become an exporter of clean energy to Europe. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Mikhail Saakashvili, for your efforts to bring about a greener planet. We respectfully wish you a very happy birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Flying news. Cold waves hit northern India. As of Tuesday, December 20th, fatalities had risen to 39 as more people, primarily the elderly and the homeless, have succumbed to recent piercing cold in the states of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, and Haryana, as places like Meerut City in Uttar Pradesh experienced a record low of 2.2 degrees Celsius. Some schools are being closed until late December. Extremely heavy fog and cold winds have also disrupted both air and road travel, with trains also cancelled or delayed. With the weather expected to persist indefinitely, India's Supreme Court has ordered states to provide shelters for the homeless at night during the winter.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Chingai asked that our nearby association members please check to see if any help is needed. requesting that they also go, if possible, to offer assistance to the most desperate. She added that funds for emergency supplies are available.
With gratefulness for the concerned ruling of India's Supreme Court, we also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for attentive concern. Our condolences for the precious lives lost, as we pray that such extreme events may be lessened as we strive for more caring stewardship of our environment.
Earthquakes jolt South Sandwich Islands, Fiji, Indonesia, Nepal, Iran, Argentina, Kermadec Islands, and Peru. On Saturday, December 17th, a 5.3 magnitude quake hit just 81 kilometers south of Bristol Island in the South Sandwich Islands, while a 5.0 magnitude tremor struck near Fiji, 290 kilometers southwest of Nidoi Island. On Monday morning, the Sandwich Islands were again rattled by a 5.4 magnitude tremor that hit 81 kilometers northwest of Visakoi Island, as Indonesia's Sulawesi Island was also shaken by an earthquake of magnitude 5.7. 199 kilometers northwest of Palopo. Also on Monday, a 4.6 magnitude quake was felt in Nepal's Taplejung district as it hit near Mount Kanchenjunga, and a magnitude 4.6 earthquake jolted Iran's town of Nosratabad in southeastern Sistan and Baluchistan province.
Meanwhile, Argentina's northwestern province of Jujuy was rocked by a 4.7 magnitude tremor, which was reportedly felt in Salta province, 72 kilometers northwest of the epicenter, and the Kermadec Islands were rattled by a 5.3 magnitude quake centered 164 kilometers east of Raoul Island. In central Peru on the same day, residents fled their homes in fear as a tremor measuring 4.8 on the Richter scale set off vehicle and home alarms, with glass breaking in some buildings when it struck 18 kilometers east of Lima. Fortunately, there were no initial reports of injuries or damage for any of these seismic disturbances. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the affected regions. Our prayers that such potential disasters may be soon minimized through our kinder actions toward all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And that
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left
in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 399. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
You
Eurasian leaders sign agreements to promote economic integration. As part of an overall goal to create a regional bloc modeled on the European Union, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, and Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev concluded a summit on Monday, December 19th, with the formal establishment of the Eurasian Economic Commission 2011. This new organization will be responsible for the next steps of integration to create a single economic space and will be later tasked with establishing a Eurasian Economic Union. Following the summit, President Medvedev also said that the membership of additional countries would be encouraged. We respectfully congratulate Your Excellencies on this fruitful meeting toward regional economic integration. May your continued endeavors bring ever more fulfillment, prosperity and peace to fellow citizens in your countries and across the globe.
Eritrean and Sudanese journalists freed. Editorial writer and Eritrean national Jamal Osman Hamad, who has also been running a political minority party website while working in Sudan, was released on Monday, December 19th, following 8 weeks in detention. Also released on Monday was Sudanese journalist Ms. Rashan Oshi, who had been working for the newspaper Altayar Arabic Daily. We are glad for the freedom of both Mr. Hamad and Ms. Oshi, wishing you many happy reunions with family, colleagues, and friends, as we pray for the safety of all media members as they carry out their noble duties of sharing timely and up-to-date information for the good of the public.
Crew members rescued from sinking oil rig. As a severe storm hit in the Sea of Okhotsk on Sunday, December 18th, a Russian oil rig being towed from the Kamchatka Peninsula towards Sakhalin Island began sinking quickly after a 5-meter-high wave hit the vessel. The rig's lifeboats were washed away in the waves as well, leaving 67 crew members without any way to escape. Despite the harsh weather conditions and stormy seas, Russia's State Sea Rescue Coordination Center dispatched teams immediately to begin search and rescue efforts. Although 11 have been confirmed perished, another 14 were saved from the icy waters, with searches still ongoing for the remaining crew members. Our grateful thanks, all rescue team members, for your prompt and courageous efforts. With sincere sympathies for those who have lost loved ones, we pray for the safe recovery of the missing crew members and wish the survivors many cherished moments in the warm company of loved ones.
Save Our Planet. World Wildlife Fund announces new species and reminds of their need for protection. In a recent summary report, Global Conservation Group World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, announced that 208 entirely new species of plant and animal life were discovered in Southeast Asia's Greater Mekong region in 2010. Among them were a brightly colored gecko and a lizard that can self-clone, as well as a fish shaped like a cucumber and a rare monkey with hair that has been compared to the legendary singer Elvis Presley. In fact, a new species is seen almost every other day in the Greater Mekong region, spanning Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar or Burma, Thailand, Olak or Vietnam, and southern China's Yunnan province.
At the same time, WWF Greater Mekong Conservation Director Stuart Chapman also highlighted the threats that both new and existing species face, such as human-caused habitat loss and climate change, with many of them already among the world's most endangered. He warned, "The region's treasure trove will be lost if governments fail to invest in the conservation and maintenance of biodiversity, which is so fundamental to ensuring long-term sustainability in the face of global environmental change."
Many thanks, Mr. Chapman and World Wildlife Fund, for this encouraging information about new forms of life on our Earth and for your concern about its preservation. May we all engage in life-protecting actions that honor the wondrousness and balance of our natural world.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged humanity to cherish each animal species' presence, as she reminded of their unique and irreplaceable qualities in the biosphere.
It is almost too much to try to convey the importance of each and every inhabitant plant to the environment as a whole. Scientists find out new things every day about the intrinsic role of different animals and their contributions to the ecosphere. Every single being in creation has a purpose that aids another being or assists in some way. Their help may even be invisible to us humans, but it is still very real. In the Bible, God gave the animals to be humans' helpers. But this does not mean they are subservient for us to exploit. If we humans live in wonder of the animals' existence, we also would stop thinking about eating them. Because if we cherish their irreplaceable talents and manifold gifts, we also cherish their lives. Let's all help the animals so they can help us, so they can continue to help us and the whole planet.
Save Our Planet. In the December 2011 issue of American Naturalist, a study by U.S. and German scientists concludes that continued climate change effects could cause regions of Canadian forests to reach a tipping point, after which the areas consumed by fires, as well as the size of the blazes, would become larger and larger.
Save Our Planet. In response to a Greenpeace campaign calling on social media network Facebook to implement clean energy at its primarily coal-powered data centers, Facebook reported a partnership on December 15, 2011, to promote sustainable energy and to develop programs that encourage network users towards similar decisions locally.
Save Our Planet. Rainfall that has diminished by as much as 48% in Africa's Sahel region, which is experiencing the world's most severe long-term drought, has resulted not only in significant tree losses, but has led to the extinction of entire species, according to a study reported by U.S. scientists on December 13, 2011.
Warning news. On December 16, 2011, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service announced a Class 1 recall with high risk to human health for nearly 41,000 pounds of ground beef contaminated with E. coli, a bacteria that can cause kidney damage and even death.
I'm Nude the Beaver, here with my lovely wife, Zoo.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're very happy with our delectable vegan diet.
Today we have a tip for teens.
A study published in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association states that teenagers who have a fiber and nutrient-rich diet significantly reduce their risk of developing type 2 diabetes and heart disease.
Foods containing these healthful substances include fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from the United States. Our association members and loving heart joined the Student Animal Alliance at the University of Florida for the Vegan Food with Love event. Loving Hut is a worldwide family of vegan restaurants that uphold the caring principles encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai in offering wholesome and cruelty-free meals to the growing number choosing the diet of peace. At a popular thoroughfare on campus, complimentary Loving Hut plant-based fare, along with vegan recipe and vital climate change information, were shared with students. Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, was also freely available.
We have vegan beef, vegan chicken, vegan fried rice, and vegan steam buns. People have been enjoying it.
The initiative was part of an effort by the animal advocacy group, the Student Animal Alliance, to promote the earth-saving plant-based diet. Matt Binder is the president of the organization, and Jay Schuster is the vice president.
The general idea is to give people samples of delicious vegan food by the Loving Hut to show them just how easy and just how delicious vegan food can be. We're doing this to promote a world in which people's dietary choices don't come at the cost of the environment, their personal health, and animals. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
One of the best things that we can do to help the animals is to help the environment, because if we do nothing to stop global warming, that's going to do more to hurt the animals than anything else. So we really need to focus on that. And we can help the animals directly by not eating them, and then indirectly by saving the environment.
In 2012, the Student Animal Alliance, Loving Hut, and our association members plan on the Vegan Food with Love becoming a weekly happening. Our heartfelt gratitude, Student Animal Alliance, Matt Binder, Jay Schuster, and all who participated in this caring campaign to raise awareness about the importance of making compassionate food choices. May every individual adopt veganism to bring about a paradise for all beings on the planet.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, helps improve health in Uganda. The Changabukama village in the Chanjojo district in western Uganda is one of the 16 model villages that have implemented hygiene and sanitation projects supported by UNICEF. These practices, which include careful storage of drinking water and harvesting rainwater, have led to notable improvements in the residents' living conditions and well-being. Due to this success, the approach is being used in two more Ugandan districts. Our sincere thankfulness, United Nations Children's Fund, for your commitment to the warm-hearted people of Uganda. May all the country's citizens be blessed with vibrant and happy futures. Up next on Noteworthy News, Romania and World Wildlife Fund collaborate to protect the forest of the nation. We'll have some quiet time with God. Be right back. Stay tuned for more very cool news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exciting news for a lively world. In Eco News, Romania takes steps to enhance preservation of her forests. The Minister of Environment and Forests of Romania, His Excellency Laszlo Borbe, stated the government plans to finalize a legislative act to safeguard 250,000 hectares of untouched woodlands, which are home for up to 13,000 species. A memorandum of understanding between the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, and the Minister of Environment and Forests is expected to be signed, ensuring the legal protection of the important forests. In addition, a new study of pristine or old growth forests in Romania will be completed by the middle of 2012, reports WWF. A respectful green salute, Your Excellency Laszlo Borbe, Romania and World Wildlife Fund, for your joint efforts to conserve these important ecosystems. May all parts of the precious earth be saved through our wise and compassionate choices.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Bosnian entitled, What's Worse?
Hey, šta je gore? Neznanje ili nedostatak interesa? Ne znam, niti me je briga.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am very pleased to be able to read a book from Supreme Master Ching Hai, and I felt at peace now that I've become vegan. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Peace, Zachariah.
Precious Zachariah, many thanks for your wonderful news. With all our love and heaven's manifold blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May each moment of our lives be graced with gratitude and jubilation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Serbian Ana and Vlade Divac Foundation honors Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev with the Worthy Friend of Balkans Award in recognition of his contributions that include implementing humanitarian projects in the Balkan states, as well as promoting intercultural and religious appreciation.
As part of China National Petroleum Corporation's $6 million assistance program to Myanmar or Burma, the state-owned corporation donates $750,000 for the construction of a hospital and 19 health clinics to serve the Burmese people.
The United Nations Security Council officially lifts previous sanctions on Libya's central bank, releasing more than $30 billion in funds that will go toward rebuilding a peaceful nation.
Researchers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, in the USA develop a camera that can render slow-motion images of light waves, recorded at the remarkable speed of 1 trillion frames per second, with the technology intended to benefit many areas of both medicine and industry.
Spanish soccer champion Carlos Puyol lends his support to a campaign on behalf of orangutans, sponsored by the United Nations Great Ape Survival Partnership and the International Animal Rescue, as he calls on the public to help save Indonesian rainforests, the primates' vital habitat.
A science and education center in Olac or Vietnam is being constructed in the city of Guinyang of Binh Dinh Province to serve as a hub for the country's leading scientists in sharing knowledge and expanding networks of international cooperation.
Following the establishment of a charitable children's center in Cambodia, the birth country of their eldest son Maddox, award-winning Hollywood actors Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are now founding a medical clinic in Ethiopia, which is daughter Zahara's native land.
Wishing to address the physical problems found in all 50 of the UK's most popular purebred canines, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or RSPCA, launches a campaign to raise awareness about the suffering endured by pedigree dogs that are bred for looks only.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.